This feels like a good place to pause and create an anchor for today's intention, for the intention of your authentic self and soul monad, the intention of Fifth World as the template of a new earth environment for the human species. Every moment of the show today has vibrated oneness, reflected unity consciousness, and the movement toward shared existence for our species. Fifth World is synonymous with oneness. You are in a hyperdimensional field of oneness right now, vibrating the essence of oneness, attuned to all creation as an extension of you. In this moment. So let's continue to honor and amplify that space in a meditation moment. The music today is by Kimba, K-I-M-B-A, Anin, A-N-I-N. Sound frequencies called surfacing and integration. Coming into greater light, and then going deeper in what we need to clear away to know ourselves more clearly and to be free. And one of the many gifts of the sound frequencies is there is a little extra help and support from the cetaceans, family of light. Whales, so Fifth World are they, and birds to reflect freedom, sounds from the ocean. These are frequencies ourselves know as home. So relax your mind and your body, close your eyes. And take a deep breath. Take a deep breath in and hold it. Just a moment of utter stillness. And then release it as you attune to the remembrances here. And repeat that several times as you find a connection with the breath, beyond thought, independent of mind. You and the breath as one. Focus your awareness within, internally, not just within your physical being, but a deeper reservoir of within, into your soul. The inner eye of wisdom, the cosmic heart of which our earth is a part. Breathe into and just feel the resonance of a space with no mind, and yet the light of a thousand suns. This is the sacred chamber where the divine meets your consciousness. Imagine there is within you a cathedral of light, and just take a moment to fill yourself with the gratitude of this moment. Gratitude for the most sacred part of yourself. There is an incredible power of peace radiating from nowhere and everywhere within. It's almost palpable. It's not any one location on the body because we've moved beyond form. It's almost as if you've reversed the lifeline that gave you physical birth the umbilical cord and belly button and gone back out through and into undefinable eternal space to meet with divine you. And it's here you can really tune into and feel the spirals, the flower of life, the golden serpent with no beginning and no end, yet a constant rhythm, heartbeat, pulse of nature, of all existence. Universal heartbeat. It's not a thing, though we try to define it. It just is. And you exist as an expression of it. So stay with the breath. Focus there. A rhythmic and seamless in and out. Notice your thoughts. Be mindful of how the mind behaves like a child demanding more attention. When the mind is thinking, it is all activity, and when it stops thinking, it returns to its source in silence. Thoughts are like ocean waves rising and falling. They only see their own motion. They say, I am a wave, but the greater truth is, and that they don't see is, I am ocean. There's no separation between the two. Whatever the wave might suppose or imagine or fear, when the wave settles down and calms itself, then it instinctively recognizes that its source in ocean, infinite, silent, unchanging, was always there. So breathe into this spiral, the circle of the breath and the rotation of the earth and power of a vortex and majesty of a galaxy swirl. All one motion. And there's infinite wisdom here, unlimited resources, every expression of abundance, an existence that is eternal. We have exhausted all the resources of an outward flowing reality. To continue the earth dance with that reality is to come to a very definite end and then come back and do this limited expression of existence again, recycling as long as it takes to wake up and recognize it for what it is. Which is a finite, recycled, controlled expression of existence. That break in the music was so purposeful. An existence created not by God, but by beings who were loved enough to be given free will and the power of choice. The very heart of what evolution is the choice to wake up. We can choose the history vibrating within us as the canvas for our future, or we can keep returning to the breath, to this inner light and stargate, an eternal link to Creator. Going deeper into what we perceive as mystery, until it becomes us once again. So take a moment here to breathe into and feel this inner sanctuary. Feel and visualize this powerful source of light spreading through your physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Light embracing you as a mother would a small child. Nothing can resist this light. Each cell, each consciousness embraced by this light is transformed. Each cell becomes a diamond radiating its own light. Visualize your body saturated with light. Each cell, a small sun beaming its own truth, its true nature, its reality, its own life. Each cell is alive and conscious. Each cell is pure light materialized in your body. Feel this light transforming the polarity of each emotion inside of you, transforming consciousness. You no longer see the world as a projection of thought, but as an expression of this light, this love. Each and every one of you, the whole of the human race, came to create the new world of peace and respect and love, harmony and joy, to realize a fifth dimensional earth without leaving, without dying and devastation and starting all over again. I feel the energy of the Phoenix every day, and it's Gaia. Her movement is our rebirth. See this new consciousness and energy anchoring deeply and changing this world. As you visualize this new consciousness creating this new world, feel yourself in your body breathing, united with this new consciousness, with the whales, with the ocean, with the trees and your loved ones, the people in your community that your spirit longs to share existence with the birds and the children and the sun and the invisible ones that watch over us and hold the space of our future intelligence. Every day, in the light of your consciousness, in the space of your interior and innate stillness, visualize, intend, and feel the consciousness of humanity changing and remembering, opening their eyes and seeing life as the possibility of peace, as the expression of love. Now, as you come back to this place and moment, the show and your present reality, hold the awareness that this new world is being created and that you are an essential part of it. Open up your hand and hold it in front of you. Eyes open, as if there is a light seat there, a diamond cell, gifted energetically in this meditation. I encourage you to find a talisman, a totem, a charm, a nature token, any small symbol to represent the energy of the light we activated into action today. And put this token, this new human talisman on your altar and meditate with it often. It will help you strengthen and reinforce the greater intention you are now remembering. The light now forming a circle of new light around you. This new human paradigm is the center of that circle. You, as a new human, are standing in the center of that circle. And it empowers you to radiate your love, your purpose to humanity. Like the rays of a sun, the petals of a flower, or the ripples of the ocean. No beginning, no end, only love. Holy crap. Pardon my slang, but I have no idea where all of that came from. And I don't need to know, as with most of the moments of my day, I just bow with reverence and gratitude. That meditation ran a little long, cut into a little more of our time than I anticipated, which it's all purposeful. This show models the spiral in that there are no beginning and end points here. No information is contained, but instead the energy is ever spiraling and on a continuum. And I trust the guidance to always include what you most need to hear when